I think it's going to make good agents so much more productive because 70% of real estate agents do zero to one deal a year.
We sell AI cameras. If there was a criminal or something wasn't wanted, immediately notify the authorities.
They've developed a box and it measures radio waves, and using AI, they can detect the movements of somebody in the house.
I've been having a lot of conversations with Gemini, and it seems the more you use it and the deeper you dig, the better answers it will give you.
This is Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable with hosts Elizabeth Gearhart, podcast consultant, marketing expert, and PhD researcher using AI every day, and Richard Gearhart, entrepreneur, seasoned business owner, and intellectual property attorney specializing in innovation. Here's how real companies are using AI right now.
Now it is time for Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable, and I am going to start with Scott Harris, founder of Magnetic Real Estate. And his website is magneticre.com. And I am going to ask him, Scott, what is one way that you're using AI in your business?
My favorite way that I'm using it in my business is that we are sifting through so many new listings and listings that have been updated with this and that. And we are actually able, we curate, like we don't just send listings to our clients. We actually curate them. Hey, this is something, this is why we like it. We've sold in the building, this and that. It speeds up that curation process a ton because we have our buyer list with all of what they're looking for and the new listings, and AI will match them up for us and spit out what ticks all the boxes within that. And then we can look at it. It saves us sometimes hours, and we spend a lot. That's one of the things we spend the most time. It can be a little tedious and it takes us away from engaging with the client. So AI is really helpful. I think it's going to make good agents so much more productive because 70% of real estate agents do zero to one deal a year. Those agents are either going to do more or they're going to get out of the business.
The people that won't use it won't stay in the business.
Absolutely.
Greg Weir with gregweir.com and his book, More Than Just Luck. What is one main way that you're using AI in your business?
I have a secondary business. It's called Prudential Alarms. And there we sell AI cameras, so license plate readers. When somebody pulls into a lot, if there was a criminal or something wasn't wanted, immediately notify the authorities. Gunshots in schools, if a loud bang goes off in the school, it will detect a gunshot versus a drop book or something. Cameras are every single day, they change. We do everything from prisons to universities, you name it, we do it, but it's just typically you're changing every single day. So in facial recognition, that's the latest one. Yeah. It's literally updated every single day. Some people saw it last week during the Super Bowl where Ring Doorbell sold their systems to Flock, I guess an agency that all the police agencies use, and come to find out that becomes, I know we're going to talk a little bit later, it goes into intellectual property and property rights and AI, but that's all AI generated. And if you notice the woman that disappeared in Arizona, that was elaborate system, a camera that picked that up. That was probably AI camera, if I had to guess. It's just a simple ring. They say it's a Ring doorbell, but I would probably second to guess, probably not.
So you're using it in your cameras. Wow, I hadn't heard that before. That's pretty cool. And I hadn't heard the real estate one. So Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law, what's one main way you're using AI?
One way that we're trying to use AI, but we haven't gotten it worked out yet, is we have an intake process when we work with new clients, and there's files that have to be set up and engagement letters that have to be signed, and then we want to make sure we capture all the right information about the client, and so we're trying to automate that. I have to say it has not been as smooth as I would have liked, but we're going to keep working at it. But we feel that there could be definite advantages in using AI to build that system.
So. Yes. And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios. And the way I'm using AI, I'm using it for this podcast, AI in Business. And what I'm doing is I'm using it to generate large language model optimized descriptions to put on the website for this podcast and to put in the show notes. And then schema code, which is a code that goes in the background to make it easier for large language models to read the transcripts of this, so that eventually when everybody's going to ChatGPT or Perplexity or Google Gemini for their answers, instead of doing like a regular search, the snippets hopefully from this show will show up.
I use it as a thought partner. It's like the best assistant I've ever had. It speeds up my research. When I was writing the book, it helped me. All the citations, when I use it to think through certain, I do a lot of writing, all social media. It helps me think through things, helps me map that out. And then I can, like anything else, we want something to do 80% of the work. And then the 20% is where you come in. That's the value. And AI is just doing that more on every level. It's remarkable.
I think you bring up a good point too. And that is you can ask AI for references. So when they come to a conclusion or they give you information, you can say, what's your source for that? And I think that sometimes that's important. We were looking at a software not too long ago and it sounded great. And then we asked, what is the source for that? What's the website that they put up? And so of course that's going to be full of marketing stuff, right? And so you have to double check sometimes, make sure that the place that they're getting the information for the answers is someplace that you can respect. And sometimes a website might be fine. I'm not knocking that, but in this particular case, it was marketing stuff. It wasn't the real technical specs of the website.
So, yeah, I've been having a lot of conversations with Gemini and just really trying to dig deep. And it seems the more you use it and the deeper you dig, the better answers it will give you. Greg, to your point about security, I've been asking it, like, how do we know that these things are secure? What is one big problem? And so Google is saying they want more small businesses to use the Google Enterprise version, but everybody wants to use the Microsoft Enterprise version. That's a trust issue. And to get back to what you were saying, Scott, it's all based on perception and trust, right? But then Google went on to show me like all these security things they have, but then Microsoft has different ones. So security, I think, is a big issue right now. And are you finding that in your business too?
Yeah, to my knowledge, there's only one manufacturer that manufactures cameras that can't be compromised or hacked. And that's what all the state facilities uses. There's 100 out there. Like people will go to Amazon or try to buy a cheaper system or something less expensive. And we sell everything, but we give you the pros and cons of this system and that system. People have cameras in their houses just to watch the baby, and they go buy an $85 camera. They could have spent $400, and no one's going to hack that camera. So that's really what it comes down to, is what's really secure. I know of one product and one company out there.
I was just going to ask, earlier you mentioned AI cameras. What's an AI camera?
AI camera is something that take a license plate reader. Programmed in that license plate reader is over the course of the Detroit police. Let's take City of Detroit, and they have 300 stolen cars, 20 domestic violence, they feed into the system. So they're feeding that information to the AI camera. So if that vehicle was to pull up at the, say, apartment complex or a business or something like that, we'll feed the information immediately and then send it to their central dispatch when they'll dispatch the police.
A camera can read it, but it sends it immediately to AI, which in seconds can tell them.
That's correct.
I'm taking a continuing education course about AI and healthcare. And they've developed a box. It's like a small box. It's like a router. And it measures radio waves. And using AI, they can detect the movements of somebody in the house. They can detect whether somebody's scratching. They can detect their sleep habits. So it can be tuned very specifically for different kinds of behaviors and movements, which is amazing from a medical standpoint, but if you can put this into a small box, it's only going to be a matter of time before they can put it into smaller packages and put it everywhere. And they could be monitoring the trips you take to the refrigerator, or they could be monitoring how often you go to the bathroom, or how often it's coming.
Honey, you said you were going to be on the diet. I know you had the cake at 11 p.m. Or the ad on the Super Bowl was, they help find your dogs that are running loose in the neighborhood. I'm like, what's the difference between looking for the dog and just tracking people? It seems pretty much the exact same thing.
And we sold more cameras that week than we sold in 5 years. We won't sell a Ring. We never have. A company can't profit off a Ring. Only Ring can make money there. Yeah. We don't get the monthly RMR. So we've always stayed away from it. So we have our own suppliers. And that week, we sold almost 1,100 cameras. Just in metropolitan Detroit.
I tried out. I'm a very much like an efficiency. I had ADHD as a kid and didn't know it. Then I got diagnosed in my 20s, still didn't do anything. In the last 10 years, I'm like, I got to do something. And so I've always been a systems guy. And I'm always looking for efficiencies. And right now I was like, okay, email assistant, AI email assistant. It organizes my things. It actually drafts emails for me that I can quickly look and go, this looks fine, send. It just speeds up. They say, I get every week, oh, you've saved 20 hours this week drafting, blah, blah, blah. It's, I feel like a superhero, like a super being. I'm so much more efficient in the things that were a waste of time.
Yeah.
So are you using Copilot for that? Or
I use something called Fixer, F-Y-X-E-R. Superhuman is one of them. I didn't understand.
Are these actually AI agents? These sound like AI agents to me.
They're baked into, in my case, Google, into the Google business ecosystem.
Okay, got it.
And it's just fantastic.
That sounds like an agent. So what an agent will do is it'll do a whole task for, it'll do a number of tasks in a row for you and give you the end result, which just sounds like what you're getting.
This actually, it's files emails into different folders for me so that like my inbox is just like blissfully clean. My kids have said to me in the past, Dad, your favorite hobby is filing emails. It's really sad. So this is like eliminated me swiping whenever I have a chance. It just allows like all the marketing emails go into the marketing. It's just on and on. It's great.
I want to try Fixer. I'm using a different program and it doesn't do quite as good a job. So
there's one that it's a little bit more expensive, but I tried a bunch of them and this is the one that seemed I kept coming back to. It's
Fixer. And you use it with Google?
Yes, it's integrated.
Okay.
And then you can, over time, it learns more. It learns your style of talking. It's wonderful in that way.
Yeah. Excellent.
We could go on forever, I'm sure. I love this topic. It's one of my favorite parts of the show.
You have been listening to Real AI Use Cases, Business Owners Roundtable. We hope you found this valuable. Join us again for more stories. Because the future of business is driven by AI. This podcast was recorded at the iHeart Studios in Manhattan as part of the Passage to Profit radio show.